Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you.
Because Amen, amen, amen. First, give honors to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. I'm your host, Pastor Kashima Douglas, and it's Women's Day Thursday. We will have Minister Tamisha Hightower on today. Y'all get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your pen and paper and have your Bibles, because she has a word from the Lord. The scripture for this morning, is Proverbs 10 and 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked path will be found out. I'm going to repeat that, Proverbs 10 and 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked path will be found out. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or need prayer. Again, this is a no-judgment zone. We are on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. There's no judgment here. Again, I must say that. We stand by what we say, iron sharpening iron. We are true believers of God. Know that. Also, I want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis, supporting us, and we're definitely supporting you in prayer. Even though we can't physically touch you, know that we're apostles are praying for you on a daily basis. Like you say all the time, we know that it's not that often that you can be freely and discuss and pray and talk about God in where you're at. But know that we're over here praying for you, uplifting you, and we'll continue to encourage you to spread the word of God. Father God, I ask you to come onto this broadcast this morning and have your way. Touch the woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Use her, Lord. Let her decrease and you increase in her. Have your way on the show today, Lord. Let the ones that need to hear, and the ones that just need to understand that you are there for them. You will never leave them nor forsake them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when I be back, I will be bringing the woman of God on. Hold on for a second.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know what the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every... Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
Praise God. Praise God. It's time to break every chain. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you need prayer, you have to press 1 if you want to say something. So if you're on, feel free to hang up, call back, and press 1 so I know you have something to say or if you need prayer. Again, it is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited and honored to have my sister in Christ on here to come deliver the word straight from her belly from God. I'm so excited. Minister Hightower, are you there?
Yes, yes, woman of God. Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah.
Good morning. Again, thank you so very much for accepting to come on here and spread the word of God like we are supposed to do. I thank you for that. There's no protocol. The floor is yours. I know it's a little early, but the floor is yours. Let the Lord use you and let him have his way.
Amen. Giving God the glory, giving God the praise on this morning. Hallelujah. We got to shout it out to him. Hallelujah. That's the praise that's coming from our bellies. Hallelujah. Is our weapon. Hallelujah. In warfare is our weapon of bringing down strongholds. Amen. It's our weapon. God has given us weapons that are mighty. It's not flesh, it's not corner, it's not world. It is mighty of pulling down strongholds. Amen. So God, give God the praise for what he is doing in our life, especially in the day today. Hallelujah. In these times, these perilous times, God is showing up and showing out, and he's showing us the things that is going on and going back to the word and seeing that these things are coming to pass. So we got to give God the glory for what he is doing in our lives. We got to give God the glory for the prophetic word that is being released on today. Hallelujah. We got to thank God, even in the trials and tribulations, because he said rejoice. Hallelujah. In the things that we are going through, he never said it was going to be peaches and cream. He never said it was going to be, hallelujah, on a merry-go-round, hallelujah, having fun and this, that, and the other. But don't get me wrong. He said, live life, live it more abundantly. Hallelujah. He said he would give us that. We got to live and not just exist. We got to be hearers and not only hearers, but doers of his word. Amen. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. And I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, first and foremost, before I start. Hallelujah. Because it's all about him. It's all about him. Hallelujah. We are the servants of the Most High God. That is the best title there is, a servant of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I just thank and bless Apostle Douglas. Hallelujah. And First Lady Douglas, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, blessing this radio show, hallelujah, for having different messages come on here to encourage and uplift the body of Christ, hallelujah, and giving God the glory in all the things, hallelujah, that is going on and that has been done in his name, hallelujah, and it is done in his name, hallelujah, and we're standing on his foundation, hallelujah, it cannot be torn down. It can go through the fire to be refined, but it cannot be torn down. Hallelujah. And we are the living vessels where God dwells inside of us. The Spirit of God dwells inside of us. He's around us. He goes before us. He's behind us. He encamps us. Hallelujah. So I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory be to God, Lord God. Bless all the listeners, Lord God, from the different countries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the hearers of the word. Hallelujah. Bless us all, God, because we need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift your name up, hallelujah, We exalt your name. Your name is above every name. Hallelujah. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for sending forth your anointing, O God, that breaks yoke of bondages, O God, that breaking the cycles, O God, that's going on in our life, Lord God, that's breaking the addictions, O God, that's breaking, O God, hallelujah, sexual perversion, that's breaking, O God, the familiar spirits that came in, O God, through sin, that's breaking, O God, hallelujah, the ungodly soul ties, that's breaking, O God, hallelujah, for generational curses, O God, but that's breaking it, O God, your word does it, O God, it breaks, hallelujah, your spirit comes in, O God, hallelujah, and shifts, O God, the atmosphere, your light, O God, hallelujah, shines forth through us, O God, hallelujah, as we live your word, and it becomes a lifestyle, hallelujah, not just something that Sundays and Wednesdays, hallelujah, or being on a prayer call, but it's a lifestyle. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for calling us from amongst them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing this word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for going through the lines and touching even each and every listener. Each and every listener is a representative of themselves, is a representative of their home, is a representative of their city, is a representative of their country. And, Lord God, I thank you for dispatching your angels, hallelujah, to war, hallelujah, and to guard, how that chaos says you command them to do, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, O God, hallelujah, and as well as blessing my home and family and city in the name of Jesus, as well as my country. Thank you, O God, hallelujah. Thank you, O God. So, Father God, hallelujah, as I decrease, you get the glory, hallelujah. Yes, yeah, you get the praise. You get the honor. Thank you, O God. If you said a word, guard over my mouth and a watch over my lips, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as the word flow, our God, like the rivers of living water out of my belly, it shall be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you and bless you all. Bless you all. Bless you all. We're going to go, hallelujah, in the word. Mark 8:31-36. Hallelujah. And the word of God begins. And he, Jesus, began to teach them that he, the Son of Man, must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Now, keep in mind, the elders, the chief priests, and scribes, they were the religious folks, hallelujah, but they were going to kill this man, hallelujah, kill, hallelujah, not knowing who he was, or either rejecting who he was, have had knowledge of who he was, and seen the works, hallelujah, of who he was, a man that made no reputation, but yet they was planning to kill him. Hallelujah. But it was all a plan. Hallelujah. It was all a plan before the foundation of this earth. It was all a plan. Glory be to God. And he said after 3 days, after he be killed, he will rise. So that's what we ought to be doing, rising, hallelujah, even though persecuted, even though cast down, hallelujah, stricken in our body, hallelujah, we ought to be able to rise in the name of Jesus. He said, okay, he spoke this word to them openly. He spoke it openly. He wanted everybody that was around to know what was going on, what was going to happen. He was preparing them for what was to come. Hallelujah, just as he prepared us for what's to come. Hallelujah. He prepared us for what's to come. In the mighty name, he's been preparing us since we hit this earth, since we hit our mother's womb. He has been preparing us. Amen. And as he spoke this word openly, then Peter, you study your word, you know who Peter is. Then Peter, body, he Peter was something. Then Peter took him aside and begins to rebuke him. He begins to rebuke Jesus. Hallelujah. He walked with Jesus for 3 years. He walked with Jesus, but he rebuked Jesus. Hallelujah. But Jesus knew. But Jesus knew. He said, but when he had turned around, Jesus, and looked at his disciples, he had to turn around because, you know, looking at what Peter did, he turned around and looked at his disciples, and he rebuked Peter. As he rebuked Peter, he wasn't talking just directly at Peter. He says, get behind me, Satan. So we ought to know by reading our word, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. We wrestle against the power of darkness. Hallelujah. And we cannot do it on our own. Glory be to God. We got to come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. The Spirit of God has to be upon us. Hallelujah. We got to clothe ourselves in Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to be put on the full armor of God and come in the name of Jesus as David did against Goliath. Hallelujah. With 5 stones, no armor. Huh? So you know that was God. But God said, Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things. You are against everything. You are anti-Christ. Pretty much, you do not savor the things of God. Hallelujah. He said, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. The things of men. And we find ourselves being mindful of the things of men. We find ourselves being mindful of the things of this world. We find ourselves being mindful of the distractions of this world, the glitter and the glam. Hallelujah. I don't want to get too far. Okay, I'll get too far ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he had called the people, he called the people to himself with his disciples also, and he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. Deny everything that he was taught. Deny everything that he was dabbled in. Deny everything that he was connected to. Deny himself, deny herself. Take up our cross. That's daily. Take up our cross. Take up our cross and follow me. He says, follow me. I will lead you. Follow me, the God, the word that was with God, the word that became flesh, hallelujah, said just take up your cross, lose your life to live, hallelujah, take up your cross, deny yourself and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. For whoever loses his life, loses himself and rise up in Jesus. We have to lose ourselves. Be ye transformed. Hallelujah. In the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. Getting out of the things that so easily trapped us and snare us and entangle us. Hallelujah. Renew it. Get out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, take up his cross and follow me. But for whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. You save your life, you lose your life. Hallelujah. For the sake of God and the gospel. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? My God, I've read that so many times, and it meant so many things at the time, the things that I was going through. But when I read that word, oh, my God, it just stood out in 3D. Hallelujah. He said, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this, right now, too, in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him, the Son of Man, also will I be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. I'm going to say that again. For whosoever is ashamed of me, says the Lord, and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him, the Son of Man, also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. My God. Also in Matthew 16:26, it says instead of soul, it says life. What will a man do? Hallelujah. Instead of soul, it says life. The same thing, but a different way of looking at it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus was getting the disciples prepared for what he was about to endure and what he was getting ready to pay. He was about to pay a debt for us, the body of Christ, the world, that the people of the world, that this world and the worldly things of this world could not pay. We could not pay. This price was priceless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A debt that we could not pay. The debt that the world could not pay. He knew that, what he was about to face. Hallelujah. And I've been out of the mouth of one of his own disciples, Peter, comes the rebuke. But Jesus, knowingly who was behind all of what Peter was saying, rebuked Satan. Satan. It was Satan. Hallelujah. A lot of things being operation, evil and demonic things being operation because of Satan. It is him. He hates mankind. He is the author of confusion, the father of lies, the prince of this world, the master of seduction, the ruler of darkness. I can go on. Hallelujah. Of who he is and what he portrays to be and what he camouflages to be. He wants to be God, but he can't. He's a counterfeit. He's straight anti-Christ. Anything that's dealing with Christ, he's straight against it. He hates it. But with Satan being the prince of the world, what can a believer in Christ, what can we profit? What can a person who was created by God in the image of God gain to lose or forfeit his life? Romans 6:23 reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Sinful and worldly desires speaks of fleshly or carnal desires, which leads to more sin. Yes, we were born into sin. Yes, we are sinners. Yes, we have fallen. Yes, we went away with ways. Yes, we were forward. Yes, but God, hallelujah, we were blood bought and saved by Jesus and his loving grace, his tender mercy. Our Savior, Jesus, who died and rose again, saving us from eternal damnation to be reconciled to our Father. Hallelujah, in heaven, we must die. We have to die to this flesh. We have to crucify this flesh on a day-to-day basis in thought and in deed. We have to crucify this carnal mind. Hallelujah. We have to crucify, and that's by studying the word, meditating in the word. Hallelujah, worshiping in the way we talk, in the way we walk. Hallelujah. We must die to live. We must pick up our cross daily. And Jesus, the Lord, Jesus, he doesn't expect us to do it alone. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He doesn't expect us to do it alone, because we, in our human strength, cannot do this alone. So he's faithful to help. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Amen. And this world is in trouble. Hallelujah, what's around us in trouble. What goes on inside of us is trouble. But he's a healer. He's a deliverer. Amen. He knows. Hallelujah. We can't. And that's why we have to lean on him in all of our ways. Trust in him. And he shall direct our path. We have the Comforter. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of God who leads and helps us in all things. We draw our strength from Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. While we were in the world, we were ignorant and blind. We just thought we knew it all. We thought we had it all together until we had an encounter with God and knew, hallelujah, that we was like filthy rags. Hallelujah. But yet he came in and wanted to cleanse us. He came in and met us in a way that he knew how to get our attention, whether it was through afflictions. Hallelujah. However he knew how to introduce himself to us, or whether we were watching someone's life being changed by serving Christ right before our eyes. Or we may have had an encounter with him in a dream, in a vision, or someone telling us about us. And this person don't even know us, don't even know anything about us and those things that we discussed with God that was between us and God. Hallelujah. So we knew that it was God tugging on us, tugging on our hearts, that he was ready to come in. Hallelujah. We all have testimonies of how we learned of Jesus. We all have different ways of all have different testimonies of how we encountered the Lord. And that's how we defeat the enemy, by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We have to testify about the goodness of God. We have to testify. We have to tell our story. We can't hold it, and we hold up others. Hallelujah. We don't want to no longer hold up others. I'm not saying testify and tell your business in great detail. Hallelujah. But however the Lord leads you. And sometimes you have to be real, raw and untouched, you know, within God's eyes of the Holy Spirit to touch that person and to prick their heart. So we all have testimonies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if this is your first time just hearing about the Lord, this is your first time on the radio broadcast, hallelujah, to hear of him. To God be the glory. Amen. The angels are rejoicing. Hallelujah. And to assure you, this person that's on here for the first time, or persons, this is no coincidence. This is all strategically mapped out by the Lord himself to get to you. And you will also testify about his goodness, about how he delivered you, about how he came to you and got you up out of the miry clay or whatever situation you in, even the ones that's still in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We still go through things. And he wants to come in and get us. He wants to come in and rescue us. He wants to come in and surround us. He wants to come in and give us that peace and allow us to go through things. Hallelujah. To be more equipped, to be more trained, to be more sensitive to his spirit, to have that discernment, hallelujah, to stir up the gift, glory be to God, to continue on the mission, hallelujah, of spreading the gospel. Amen, amen. Again, what shall we profit? What will we profit in this world? What will we profit in this world, doing worldly things, doing our own thing? What will we profit? Hurt, sorrow, hallelujah, being tossed to and fro, doubtful, anxious, fearful, hallelujah. What will we gain? Listen, when we are caught up in worldly ways and worldly things, our minds are being conformed to those worldly things. Is being conformed. And we will continue to be stagnant in that. We will not grow. We will not mature. We will be entangled and separated from God. Sin separates us. Nothing else can separate us, but sin separates us, because when we in sin, when we in those worldly things, we don't want to hear the word of God. We don't want to. We don't want it. So we continue on doing the sinful things, and continue on in sin and more sin and more sin and more sin until we are being engulfed. We are separated. We are separated from God. He don't separate from us, but we want to do what we want to do. We separate ourselves from God. And if we continue to do the things we know not to do, we can be held accountable. We can be held accountable because we know better. When we know better, we say we got to do better. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're going to do better. Hallelujah. We're going to do right. We're going to continue to be made in the righteousness of Christ. Amen. God is just a gracious God. He's a just God. He's a merciful God. And we shouldn't take that for granted. We shouldn't take it for granted. We shouldn't take it for granted. I say we shouldn't. I say we shouldn't. And we shouldn't. But I can admit that I have. I can admit on many occasions that I have. I have rejected the word of God. I wanted to do me. I wanted to do the things my way. I got weary and I fell. I was so used to trying to control the outcome of things, outcome of situations, only to grow weaker. Only to grow weaker because I was doing things how I wanted and in my own strength. And all this while I'm in Christ, walking in Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I was wounded. I was wounded. And I didn't really know it. I was angry, but I suppressed it. Strongholds were built up in my mind to cover up the hurt, the anger, the fears, the insecurities, the grudges, the jealousy, the envy, the unforgiving, shutting people out and shutting people down. Shutting people out and shutting people down. Isolating myself behind false security. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to do that. He wants us to build those walls of insecurities, those walls of fears. Hallelujah. Those walls of jealousy, rage, anger, and hurt. He wants us to do that so we can isolate ourselves and turn away from people that God sent and God himself. Amen. So I tiptoed back into the world. I tiptoed back into the world only to come running back to Jesus. I ran back. I got entangled in the affairs of the world. I surely did. I got entangled in the affairs of the world. And get this. All of this took place even the more so. The battle was even the more intense. Even after I was ordained and licensed to minister. I mean, it's a title. We minister in service. We minister in service. We minister. But after being ordained and licensed and given a title, hallelujah, but it happened. Even after that, it happened. And yes, God, he came in. And I boast in God. I boast in God. I give God the glory, hallelujah, because he allowed me to go out. He allowed me to go out. He will release you to go out. He will release you to go out and do what you want to do. He gives us a choice to choose life, to choose death. He gives us that choice, and he will release you out. He will even give you over to a reprobated mind because that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. Hallelujah. But once you have an encounter with God and a relationship with Christ and you go back out in that world, you're going to see. Your eyes going to be open and your ears going to be unmuted to see what you was not missing. You will see those things manifest, and you will know that you don't belong. You will feel so dirty and unclean. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. But I boast in God, and I give God the glory. Hallelujah. He allowed me to see what I was not missing. He wanted me to face what was hidden in my heart things I didn't know I carried for the most part of my life. He wanted me to face the real me, the real me, what was on the inside of my heart. The things that we say, oh, God knows my heart. Oh, I'm just following my heart. No, don't follow your heart. You follow the Lord, because we don't know what's all in there. And God is a great revealer to reveal those things within our heart. And he revealed the real me, what was in my heart. He unmasked me. He unmasked me to me. And it was ugly. It was horrible. It was dirty, unholy, antichrist. It was just so much that I did not know that I was harboring. But I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I give him the praise for allowing me to go through that and for not turning me over to a reprobated mind and not taking his Holy Spirit from me. Because when I tiptoed back there, I was still holding on to his unchanging hand. I was still holding on. I said, I'm not letting you go. I know I went ahead and did this on my own. You allowed me to see, but I'm not letting you go. And he gave me another chance to be cleansed, to be healed, to be delivered, and to be made whole by the renewing of my mind. Yet again, I could have easily died prematurely, either spiritually or physically. He is an amazing God. So what do we gain by losing our life for the worldly things that we lust for? Is a temporary fix that this world has to offer worth dying for? Is it worth a gamble to continue to compromise with the devil? To continue to compromise with the ways of this world? Will we continue to play Russian roulette with our lives? If you don't know what Russian roulette is when you got a gun and you have one bullet in there and you're passing the gun around with a group of people and you firing the gun. You don't know if the bullet gonna come out and hit you or somebody else. But will we continue to play Russian roulette with our lives? Will we continue to be pleasers of man and self? Or will we continue? Or will we dive in and continue to be pleasing in God's sight? Pleasing in God's sight. Amen. We're not going to continue to do those things, the questions that I just asked, in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to fight the good fight of faith. We will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, and all these things, and all these things shall be added unto us. That's Matthew 6:33. We have gained so much ground, y'all, to lose. We have gained too much ground. And even the little ground that you're on and you're bathing Christ, that we don't want to lose that either. Amen. We're going to stand locked arm in arm praying for one another not to lose an inch that we have gained, that we have taken back from the enemy. Let's stop comparing our lives as well to what the world is doing and practicing, living a lifestyle. We got to live a lifestyle as an ambassador of the kingdom of God. That's what he said in his word. We are representatives of his kingdom. We are ambassadors of his kingdom. And we have to act as such, carry ourselves as such, worshiping in our lifestyle, whether we're at work, whether we're doing our daily activities, whether we're on a highway, hallelujah, and not being upset with the cars that's coming in and trying to run us off the road or turn in front of us. That's me. Well, that's what God is dealing with me on. Hallelujah. On this highway, we still have to have God with us. Glory be to God, but thank God that he's a forgiving God and not to take that for granted, but to grow from it. Hallelujah. And he also says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I want the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and I hope you do too. and not try to go into this world and profit from the worldly lust and the desires and the things that's going on in the world. Yeah, we have to live in this world. Yeah, we have to be, you know, passing through or whatever. Hallelujah. But I want the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That's authority, that's power, that's dominion. That's to unlock the mysteries of his word. Amen. And he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So let's stop entertaining worldly thoughts and images in our minds. Let's start now by tearing down the altars of the idols that we've created in our hearts. Not just by hand, but the idols that are hidden in our hearts. Let's start tearing down those altars that we built, of those idols that we created in our hearts. Even if we have entertained something out of loneliness and vulnerability, and we knew it was not of God, we have opened ourselves up to idolatry along with other familiar spirits, and anything that we put before God is idolatry and spiritual adultery. Hallelujah. Speaking lying things, having a lying tongue, that is an abomination of Christ. Hallelujah. We have to tear down those altars. Tear down the altars of the world. Tear down the altars of the zodiac signs. Tear down the altars of the familiar spirits. Tear down the altars, hallelujah, of using things that is not of God, sage, to cleanse your house. The Holy Spirit within himself cleanses. The blood of Jesus within himself cleanses and has power over the demonic realm, over the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. And we are his light. We are his vessels to go in and tear down, hallelujah, what was built up by the kingdom of darkness. Ask the Lord to reveal to you what idols you have created, whether mentally or physically. Hallelujah. Let us not continue to follow these worldly trends, thinking it's okay for us. It's not okay. Matthew 7:6 says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces. So we are not to give what God has given us, those precious things, our gifts, our bodies, yielding our members, hallelujah, to the world, yielding our members to the demons, yielding our members, hallelujah, to things that have come in and to contaminate us, to defile us. Those things that's trending in the world, hallelujah, lest they trample us. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Also, Isaiah 43:19-20 tells us, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Jesus makes a way for escape, y'all. We have to take the way today. And I'm going to end with Ezekiel 36:22-27. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, say to the house of Tamisha Hightower, say to the house of you, your country, say to the house of your household, your neighbor, amen. Thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake. O house of Israel, O house of Tamisha, O house of you. But for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations, wherever you went, and I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Hallelujah. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness, from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. See, that's how he's going to help us do it. That's how we get through it. That's how we conquer this. That's how. He said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. He said, I will cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. That is the word of God. And his promises are yes and amen. And we are to stand and stand firm on his word. Stand and stand firm. Hallelujah. Even if we've been knocked down, get up. Hallelujah. Even if we've been cast down, get up. Because we're coming in the name of the Lord. We're doing this in the name of Jesus, where we draw our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. No matter where we're at right now, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he's coming in to deliver. He has came in to heal. He has came in to set free. So y'all be blessed. And I hope this word encouraged you. And God, Lord, I give you the glory and I give you the praise for this word that helps, that cut us, that split. Like, it's like a two-edged sword that splits the soul and the spirit and the bone and the marrow. That's how sharp it is. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah. Amen. We should be rising in the name of Jesus. And God prepared us for what is to come. Take up your cross daily. Take up your cross daily. Those three right there stood to me. It's nothing else. Those three things to stand to everybody else. Thank you so very much for coming on and giving the word to God's people. They needed to hear that. They needed to, for you to be honest. Everybody don't want to be honest about what they've been through or what they've experienced. They want to sugarcoat it. It's not the time to sugarcoat things. It's not the time to sugarcoat what we did or what we've been through, because what we've been through can help somebody else. Again, I thank you so very much for coming on here and giving the word. We're going to pray for you. Hold on for a second.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Fantastic word. Fantastic word. The whole time that you were here, that you were speaking, I just heard this in my spirit. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That was what you put into the mindset of the people on this morning. And that word, I'm telling you, that is what we need to hear today in this hour and in this time that we're in. We need to hear a solid word, a word of change, a word of shift. And that's what you provided to the people on this morning with. You provided them with a word of shift and a word of change. God bless you. God bless you. And we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Father God, we thank you for this weapon of warfare, God, that you have placed in our midst on this morning. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch her, God, in a mighty way. God, our prayer, God, is that you would just come into the room, God, right there where she is, God, and restore unto her, God, that she has poured out to these your people. God, we speak against backlash, God. We speak against any plot or plan of the enemy that was set up in their mind and thinking that the weapons that they are formed shall prosper. God, we thank you right now, God, for restoring, God, right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. God, touch her, God. God, give her the strength to stand and to withstand. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the role that you have placed into her mouth. God, that unfallible word, God, that word of shift that you have placed into her mouth. God, that when she speaks, God, the atmosphere changes. When she speaks, God, the situation changes. God, when she speaks, God, the situation turns, God, into the favor of those that are under the sound of her voice. God, we thank you right now, God, for restoration to her even now. God, everything, God, that the enemy thought that he had taken, every place that the enemy thought that he could come in and wreak havoc and cause her to be weary and well-doing. Father God, we bind that thing up right now. Father, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, not only will you open up the windows of heaven, Father God, and pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. God, we pray, God, that every door, God, my God, that's been assigned to her life, God,
is open before her right now. Yes, God, I hear you. Set before you right now, woman of God, is an open door. You have an open head set up before you. God is saying that it is your time and your season. You're walking into the finest hour of your life. Fear not for what you see, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Press forward, mind, God. Press toward, press. God, yes, God, press. He said, continue to press in that thing. Don't even worry about it. He said, your pressing is making a difference. Your pressing is making a difference. Keep on pressing. Keep on driving. Keep on pushing. Today is the day. Today is the day that that thing will break. You just got to keep on pushing. Fear not what they are saying on the outside. Fear not the words that they've been saying. Fear not all of the innuendos and lies and all the things that they've been speaking. God says, in your press, woman of God. God said, in your press, I am shifting the situation. He said, keep on pressing. Don't even fear. Don't even fear. Don't even fear. He said, wipe your eyes. He said, don't even cry about it no more. He said, your tears that you've been crying, my God, today, is not tears of unnecessary, of necessity anymore. He said, stop crying about this situation. It's not a necessity for you to cry about it. He said, because I got you. I got my hands on your life. Fear not what you see. For the things that you see right now, the enemies you see today, my God, today, you will see no more.
Thank you, Lord.
For it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God, I hear you, God. For it is so. It is so. It is so. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, it is so. God said, walk in that thing. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. He said, the way has already been made. He said, only thing I want you to do is just start stepping. He said, just start stepping. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. He said, if you just get up from where you at and just walk out of it. He said, the only thing you need to do is just walk right into my position. I got it already. Thank you, Father. It is so. It is so. Hey, God, it is so. It is so. It is so.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray for her son now. God, we pray a speedy recovery. God, we even stretch our hands toward him right now.
Right now, Lord, in the name of
God, and we pray that you would just give to him the strength, God.
Yes, Lord.
Even in his body, God. You created it. God, you already know what to do. God, we surrender him to you. We lift him up to you, God. God, and we say, work like you know how. God, and when he come out of this thing, he'll have a testimony to say, the enemy tried to mend it for my bad, but God worked it for my good. And we thank you in advance, God. God, for the restoration and power, God, that is already established in him. From the loins, my God. God, from the womb, God, shed out of my son. The power from the womb, Father God. We're thanking it. Power from the womb, Father God. I thank you for the power from the womb. God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, we speak, my God. We speak that it is well. It is well.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we edify you. Father, we give you strength in this place right now. God, have your way. And we thank you for all that you do and every place that you touched, every mind that you have turned, Lord God. God, with the weapon of warfare in the woman of God. And we thank you in advance for doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in the lives of those, God, that was under the sound of the woman of God's mouth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to have to get with you, sis, so Apostle can lay his hands on him, because we see the prophet in him, and he want to lay hands on him. Let the people know. Let the people know how to get in contact with you if they want to hear you speak, or if they want you to come out and speak for at something for them.
Amen. I have a Facebook page. My name is Tamisha Hightower. Tamisha, T-A-M-I-S-H-A, Hightower, H-I-G-H-T-O-W-E-R, on Facebook. Also, my email address is Tamisha, T-A-M-I-S-H-A, Westbrooks, W-E-S-T-B-R-O-O-K-S, @gmail.com. Once again, Tamisha Westbrooks @gmail.com. Amen.
Again, thank you again for coming on and giving that word and being honest about where you came from and what you struggled with as well until you realized you had only one person to go to who could save your walk, and that was Jesus Christ himself. Thank you again for being so transparent and letting the people know nobody's perfect. As we always say on here, no one is untouchable. Bishops, pastors, apostles, prophets, prophet, nobody's untouchable. The devil is crafty, and he already knows your future. Again, we thank you for coming on. It was such an honor to have you on here. You will be back. Just know that you definitely will be back.
Amen. God be the glory. Amen.
And again, thank you so very much. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Living to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Bread of life sent down the glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on.
my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
When it's genuine. Love,
I had my share
of love
abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt
most
when it's genuine.
I had
a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when
I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
I
even spoke health.
He
favored me.
They
whispered about me.
They
conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
My faith in
God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
They whispered.
They
conspired.
They told their lies.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My
integrity. Everything was in question. But he favored
me.
Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
God
contempt in your hard time. Don't worry. Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis. Difficulty. Through my hard times. I found favor. Favor. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. Y'all, I got another witness. Come here, DJ Rogers.
Wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you.
Amen, amen, and amen. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The scriptures, Romans 10 and 9, says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All you have to do is tell God yes. There's no big conversation you have to have, no certain way you can say it. Just tell him yes. Give him the intimate time with you. He just wants the intimate time, just you and him. Surrender to him. Listen to him. Let him guide you where he wants you to go. Just give him a yes. Father God, whoever is on here and who needs to hear that word and want to surrender to you, ask you to touch them right now, Lord. Touch their mind and their heart. Help them understand that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and there's no other way that they need to live. Thank you, Lord, for loving them when they love themselves. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll give you three keys. One, get your Bible, King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. If you go in physically, please mask up. Be safe. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. You're also welcome to join us on Abba House on Facebook on Sundays at 10:30 and 7:15 on Tuesdays. Abba House on Facebook. And three, make sure whoever you're under, man or woman, that they are not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical if you surrender your life to Christ. One, a Bible, two, a church home, and three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only living the word, but they are preaching it. These two must match up. If they're preaching it, they must live it. They cannot rattle the fence and be preaching the word and not living it. It doesn't work that way. Remember, we have blessed all if you need it. Let us know. You can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com, or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and inbox us. And we will mail it to you or bring it to you. Depends on where it's your location. Know that we're here. We say what we mean, and we mean what we say. Iron sharpens iron. This is a no judgment zone. God forgave you what you did last night and this morning. Now forgive yourself. That's where the healing becomes. Forgive yourself. Everybody goes through things, but forgive yourself and surrender to God. If you want to sow, you can do so at $WGC2020, $WGC2020 if you want to sew. Again, thank you so much for coming on and tuning in to Women's Day Thursday. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. Remember, we are here. We are here. We are here to inspire, encourage, and uplift you when you need it. No one will be left behind. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day, and talk to you soon.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You
are.
But
I had my share. Of love abuse.
Abuse.
Manipulated.
Manipulated.
And its strength.
And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory.
Glory.
When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell.
Story.
And I know.
And I know.
You favored
me,
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Is patient, caring. Love
is kind.
Is kind.
Love is felt most
when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
I've had my share of love.
Who abused my love. They manipulated it. And took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through. That I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in me.
But it would not
will
fall.
Not fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I spoke
I
life
and prosperity.
And
prosperity.
I even spoke
and
health.
Speak,
he favored me.
They
whispered about
conspired.
Me. They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot
God
of lies on me. But God favored
my
me. My character.
My
He faith in me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not going to bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Confide.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God
favors
me.
Question,
but he favored
me.
I promise.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis, difficulty. Through my hard time, I found favor.
Tell you why.
God favors me.